All right, we're back on Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for being here. My name's Jeff, and I forgot to ask who it was, but I just got a request not to play Christmas music. So I don't know if we're gonna get to that request. So if you got anything else, let me know. But it seems like maybe the Christmas songs weren't that warmly received. That's all I'm saying. What are we going to play? I was thinking, that's dumb. I was gonna play something from this guy. Where is it? Where did it go? What happened? Oh, there it is. Okay. I feel better now. Was last week, I don't know, a little while ago, just right at Christmas time, this new tribute record came out online, and I played a song from it, and I thought it was nice, and then I played a song from the guy who was the subject of the tribute, and he wrote me a little email and said thanks for playing me on the show. And I really admire that when people take the time to write me a little email and say, hey, first of all, the fact that that any musicians know that I exist is always a nice treat. But, you know, when they take the time and do that, I just think it's kind of nice. So I looked this guy up and decided to, you know, pay a little bit more attention and see what I thought. And, you know, I've never really... not that I didn't like him before, but I never really got it before. But I've spent some time listening in the past couple of days, and I think I'm starting to get it. So I think I want to play a few tracks from this guy. And we'll play you something. I think we'll play you something off his latest record, which we played for you and put on the best of 2015 compilation in a couple of places, actually. Why don't we start off with something from that tribute? The tribute is called That Big Red Curtain. It is a tribute to an East Coast songwriter named Al Tuck. And previously we played you a song from Liam Corcoran, leader of 2 Hours Traffic. Now we're going to play this one from, from a guy who I like named Nudie. We're going to play something from Nudie, an Al Tuck song, maybe some Al Tuck. Then maybe we'll play something off of Nudie's new record. I've had it in my bag for a long time. Maybe I should do that. I bet you I should. There, we figured it out. Okay, here's Nudie doing Al Tuck, then Al Tuck doing Al Tuck, and whatever else. Tell the band to go home.
I was sitting on the stoop, and I was talking to my pa. He was looking down from heaven, and I'll tell you what he saw. He saw 106-winged angels falling on their knees. So he drunk up at the Nudie Bar, hitting on Louise. Now Louise is only 16. And her life has been real hard. When she was 6, her daddy chained her with the dog in the backyard. She needs some patience and some love to help put her mind at ease. She sure don't need some creep like you hitting on Louise. Stop hitting on Louise. Stop hitting on Louise. You think no one see you, but my father always sees. He sees the flowers in the fields, sees the sparrows in the trees, and you can bet your life he sees you hitting on Louise. She's just a squaw, and it wouldn't really matter as long as your wife never saw. You may think that she's easy, you may think that she's a tease. My father and the bounce of O.C., buddy. Stop hitting on Louise. Stop hitting on Louise. Stop hitting on Louise. You think no one can see you, but my father always sees. He sees the flowers in the fields. He sees the sparrows in the trees. And you can bet your life he sees you.
Watch, you watch this. This will be a tour de force, this next one. They're like back at the office. They're going to freak. And they hear this take. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I ever made you feel second best, girl, I'm so sorry I was blind. You are always on my mind. You are always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. The little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. Always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Tell me, tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. Give me, give me one more chance to keep you satisfied. I'll keep you satisfied. Thank you.
does, 9th and Hennepin. And the donuts have names that sound like prostitutes. And the moon's teeth marks are on the sky like a trap thrown over all of this. And the broken umbrellas like dead birds. And the steam comes out of the grill like the whole goddamn place is ready to blow. And the bricks are all scarred with jailhouse tattoos, and everyone is behaving like dogs. Here come the horses down Violin Road. And Dutch is dead on his feet, and the rooms all smell like diesel. And you take on the dreams of the one who slept there. I'm lost in the window. I hide in the stairway and hang on the curtain. And I sleep in your hat. And no one brings anything small into a bar around here. They all start out with bad directions. And the girl behind the counter has a tattooed ear. One for every year he's away, she said. Such a crumbling beauty. Ah, but there's nothing wrong with her that $100 wouldn't fix. She has that razor sadness that only gets worse. And the clang and the thunder of the Pacific going by. And the clock ticks out like a dripping faucet. Till you're full of rag water and bitters and blue ruin. And you spill over the side to anyone who listens. I've seen it all. I have seen it all through the yellow windows of the evening train.
Wants to start off a little war. I know my brother. Shall forever hold my peace. I can't talk to you now.
There's our little visit with Al Tuck. And yeah, I know I didn't get it for a long time either, but I think that's hilarious, and I think that's good stuff. That's Al Tuck from an album called Food for the Moon with Talk or Hold Your Peace. Before that, from his album My Blues Away, we heard Brother from Another Mother. Before that, we heard a couple of covers featuring Al Tuck. We heard a band called the Silver Hearts from Peterborough, Ontario. Al singing along on Ninth and Hennepin from their version of Tom Waits' Rain Dogs. They recorded the whole album, Tom Waits' Rain Dogs, with some special guests, including Al. And it's weird and wonderful. We heard Al in there before that doing a cover of Always on My Mind, and Nudie in there doing an Al Tuck song called Stop Hitting on Louise. I totally forgot about playing something from the Nudie record. Maybe we'll try to get to that before the end of the show. Ron didn't like that set, but that's okay. You know, there's something for everyone. Ron, I'm gonna play Live Bait for Ron, just for Ron. I'm probably not gonna play Choctaw Bingo again. But first, I'm gonna play one more weird thing, and just you know, cause I can. And I've had this song on the brain for a while now. It's you know, I look at the best of 2016 lists, and a bunch of my hipster friends had this record on their list, and so I thought I'd look it up and have a little listen, and it turns out it's actually pretty good, especially this song I love. This is the kind of stuff that Skippy listens to, I think. Do you know Car Seat Headrest, Skippy? Is that in your wheelhouse? Yeah. So I really like this song, and I'm going to play it, and then I'm going to play Live Bait, and hopefully Ron's not listening to CJOB by then. Here's Car Seat Headrest. It's pretty good. Do you like this one, Skippy?
My love tells me I'm a mess. I couldn't get the car to start. I left my keys somewhere in the mess.
Comes and goes in plateaus. One month later, I'm a fucking pro. My parents would be proud. Or fall asleep on the floor. Forget what happened in the morning. There are notes in your handwriting, but you can't make it up. We are not a proud race. It's not a race at all. We're just trying. I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, this is not a good thing. I don't mean to rationalize or try and explain it away. It's not okay. Drunk drivers.
It's too late to articulate it. An empty feeling. You share the same fate as the people you based. You built yourself up.
It was all just an act. It was all so easily stripped away.
But if we learn how to live like this, maybe we can learn how to start again. Like a child who's never done wrong, who hasn't taken that first step.
We are not a proud race. It's not a race at all. We're just trying. I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, put it out of your mind. Perish the thought. There's no comfort in responsibility. Drunk drivers.
It doesn't have to be like this.
Truckers bring me buds of green and duty-free. Cheap smokes from the First Nations make me a one-stop outfitter's dream. I got a bunch of local kids do most of the trapping and digging. But as far as the authorities are concerned, hell, I just sit around and wait. I'll wait. And I wait. I sell, I bait.
Told the press it was all in the past. We're shotting dope till the money run out. We're shotting dope till the money run out. Money ran out.
Yeah.
you see that? Did you see that? I think I rocked your socks right off there, Skippy. I could tell. Yeah. That's Matthew Ryan with Guilty there. Before that, we heard John D. Graham, the classic Laredo. Heard some Jim Bryson in there with Impaler. Oh, we also heard Kathleen Edwards. Forgot about that one. 12 Bellevue from Failer. We had Mike Plume Band in there. Rattle the Cage from Song and Dance. Man. By request, the Warped 45s in there with Live Bait. And we started that off. Some mixed reviews on that track. We heard Car Seat Headrest with Drunk Drivers, Killer Whales from the album Teens and I like it. Not everybody liked that one, Skip. So I guess, you know, I'll leave that hipster business to you guys. And What's the Narrative is coming up with the deep, deep, deep topic of favorite females today. They really dug deep for this one, so least you could do is hang around. I don't think you can say that on the radio, Chelsea. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. We may have special live guest action on Thursday night. Big show coming up at the West End a week from Thursday, and we may have some other participants live in the studio on Thursday. I'll be back Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the band to go home. You can stay tuned for What's the Narrative, Waxy's Dargle, Comfort Cafe, and all kinds of other fine programming here on UMFM. Thanks for being here. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com.